Well, Merry Christmas and welcome to COTK Online. It is great to be with you this Christmas. And we are wrapping up the last message in the series called The Greatest Gift. And that's what we're talking about. Like really, the greatest gift that we have is the truth that God knows us and loves us so much that he sent his own son, Jesus, to this world. It's John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So what is that gift of Jesus? Here's the reality. It's the gift of light. The fact of the matter is that in the very beginning, when we go all the way back to Genesis, we see that God's heart has always been to shine light into the darkness. In fact, if we go back to Genesis chapter 1, this is what it says. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. God created a place of perfection, but he let it begin empty, formless, and in darkness. Why? Why did he start that way as a picture for us? Because God knows everything. He knows all, and he knows the heart of humanity. Darkness covered the deep waters, and the Spirit of God was hovering on the surface of the waters. Then God said, God spoke, and the very first thing that he speaks is, let there be light. And there was light. Why is that important? How does that relate to the Christmas message? Here's why that's important. Because we live in a dark, broken, and sinful world. And God, just as in perfection, he created a place where he spoke. He chose to speak the first words, let there be light. As a reminder to us, knowing what was going to happen with his creation, he gave them the freedom to choose. He gives all of us the freedom to choose. He did it in the garden with Adam and Eve. Because love always requires free will and a choice. And I don't know about you. Actually, I do know about you. We all have chosen our way and violated relationships before. And certainly we've done it with the Lord. That is sin. And sin is compounding and expansive. That means that sin in the beginning got bigger and bigger to the place where we recognize that this is a dark world. I don't have to go into detail about that. Even the last 2 years globally have been very dark. Even the secular media recognizes the darkness of the world. We see crime increasing. We see depression increasing. We see suicides increasing. We see medication, people being medicated for all of the issues that they're walking through because it's a dark world. But God's heart and the hope that we all have from the very beginning is he brings light. And this is the story of Christmas. You know, as a kid, I remember my parents taking me to Carlsbad Caverns, and we went on the whole Carlsbad Caverns tour. And I remember being down in the cavern on the tour, and then they sat us down on these benches after we climbed way down into the cavern. And they said, there is no natural light in Carlsbad Caverns. And to show you what actual darkness looks like, we're going to shut off the lights for just a moment, so remain seated. And they shut off the lights. And we all sat in darkness and waited, because normally your eyes can adjust. Even if there's a little bit of light, you can see. Just even if your eyes will start to adjust so you can make out shapes and forms, but there was no light whatsoever. And I'll be honest, it kind of freaked me out. And then I heard one of the adults, quite a few people away, start to go, turn on the lights, turn on the lights, turn on the lights. They were starting to freak out because of the darkness. And the guy had turned on the lights, and everybody just breathed just a sigh of relief. Because light brings hope, it brings sight, it brings vision. And this Christmas season, I want you to know that we're going back to the beginning. That Jesus came because we live in a dark world, but he is the light. God's very first words were, let there be light. So we're not going to look at Matthew, Mark, or Luke that talk about Jesus and they give the details of his life. We're looking at the book of John that gives the significance of Jesus' life. And that's so paramount. So let's start with John chapter 1. It says, in the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. I don't know if you see this, but John's talking about Jesus. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. Here's the first thing I want you to know, that God's heart for you and understanding the Christmas story is it is a story that goes from darkness to light. That Jesus is the light of the world. His life brought light to everyone. And the light shines in the darkness. Here's my question. Are you walking in the light? Why did Jesus come? Jesus was there in creation in the beginning with God the Father. And yet we know that Jesus became the Word. He was the Word of God. Let there be light. And today we can know that he is the light that brings life to all of us. If we look at verse 11, it says, "So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we've seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son." What is John saying? He's saying Jesus was there at creation. He's the God of creation. He's the God of the universe. Let there be light. That was Jesus. That was the Word that brought light into the darkness. But he wants us to know through the Christmas story that regardless of the darkness that we walk through, regardless of the times where we find ourselves in a spiritual Carlsbad caverns, where it's like the light's been shut off and you can't see anything, we need to know that Jesus is the light of life. Spiritual darkness is the worst. Just feeling like there's no hope, there's no way, you can't see in front of you, you're caught. You're caught in your sin, you're caught in your shame, you're caught in just a trap that you feel that you can't get out of. And I want to tell you this, that Jesus didn't come as little baby Jesus in the manger for the world. He came as the light of the world to shine into the darkness and break the curse of sin so that we can walk whole. We can walk full of him. We can have purpose. We can walk in the light. We can walk with confidence knowing that God is with us, that he loves us, that his light is lighting our path. It's Psalms 119:105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light into my path, because we are following the Word, we're following Jesus and what he's spoken to us. So, I want to take maybe a little bit different perspective now, and I want us to turn to John chapter 8. And in John chapter 8, we see the power and the light of Jesus at work in a very practical way. This is a great Christmas story because it's not just about the details, you know them, of Jesus being born. Even if you've never went to church, you know, Jesus was born in a manger to Mary and Joseph. Angels and wise men showed up. Yes, that's all very, very true, and it's significant. But the greater significance is understanding why Jesus came. So we're going to look at John chapter 8 because it's such a great story. This is a story about a woman who found herself in darkness. And then she found herself before Jesus. Jesus returned to the Mount of Olives, but early the next morning he was back again at the temple, and a crowd soon gathered, and he sat down and taught them. As he was speaking, the teachers of religious law and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in the act of adultery. They put her in front of the crowd. Some very significant things. Number one, adultery was punishable by death. That's the first significant thing. I want you to understand that this woman was in a horrible situation where she had been caught in the very act of adultery. And she's thrown before Jesus, put before the crowd, humiliated. Her sin has found her out. Next significant thing is, where the man at? Interesting, isn't it? Here's what we do see, that this woman was dragged before Jesus in the middle of what had to be an unbelievably horrifying, dark moment for her. "Teacher," they said to Jesus, "this woman was caught in the act of adultery. The law of Moses says to stone her. What do you say?" Here's the thing, the teachers were correct. That was what the law of Moses said, that she was to be punished for her sin. The Bible's very clear. It says that the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And this is what we get to see, the darkness of this woman, who in a moment where she was giving in to her own will and her own way, she was in a spiritual darkness, and now she's having to pay the price for it. But she ends up before Jesus thinking it's a terrible thing. But what happens next is amazing and shows us why Christmas, why the birth of Jesus is important. "What do you say, Jesus? She should be stoned to death." They were trying to trap him into saying something they could use against him. But Jesus stooped down and he wrote in the dust with his finger. And they kept demanding an answer. So he stood up again and said, "All right, but let the one who has never sinned throw the first stone." In this moment, Jesus put everybody on the same level. He didn't say, "The person who's committed adultery, you get to throw the first stone," because they'd have incriminated themselves in that moment, and they would have been on the receiving end of stones potentially. He said, "Let the one without sin, who's never sinned, throw the first stone." In that moment, he showed us that all sin is equal. I want you to think about that, because here's what the enemy does. He wants to maximize your sins. "You did this?" And he whispers in your ear, if people knew, then they would hate you. They would ostracize you. They would cast you out. He wants to maximize your sin in your own eyes. Or he wants to minimize sin. Whether it's a white lie or whether it's a multiple homicide, the worst thing you can imagine, whatever that is, in front of Jesus, they're all the same. And none of it freaks him out. None of it freaks him out. When the accusers heard this, they slipped away one by one, beginning with the oldest, until only Jesus was left in the middle of the crowd. Listen, when that voice of accusation in your ears, in the darkness of your own sin, encounters the voice of Jesus, it shuts up and it leaves. And there's only Jesus left in the middle of the crowd with the woman. Then Jesus stood up again and said to the woman, "Where are your accusers? Didn't even one of them condemn you?" "No, Lord," she said. And Jesus said, "Neither do I. Go and sin no more." The story of Christmas is about the creator of the universe who from the very beginning said, "Let there be light." He speaks to our darkness and he says, "I'm not condemning you for that. I'm freeing you from it. Follow me. Don't walk in that darkness of sin." You know, we normally hear this story. If you grew up in church, you heard this story about the woman caught in adultery and the grace of Jesus who looks at her and says, "I don't condemn you either." Man, one of my favorite verses is Romans chapter 8, where it says, "There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death." That law of sin, that darkness, that death that's associated with it, Jesus brings life. And in a moment where this woman thought, "This is the end, I am going to die because of my sin," Jesus looks at her and says, "I'm not condemning you. I know you. I love you. Where are your accusers? It's not me. Turn from your sin." And she does. She does. And in that moment where she thought for certain, "Oh my gosh, I'm about to die," how dark must have that moment been for her? But when Jesus spoke, he brought life. This is the story of Christmas. But it's not the end of that story. The woman does go, but then Jesus continues to speak. So recognize what's happened. Jesus is at the temple. The leaders have brought a woman caught in the very act of adultery. They didn't bring the man. They just brought this woman as an example of what sin is and the punishments that's associated with it. And Jesus looks at the accusers and says, well, fine, go ahead. But those without sin, you throw the first stone, and they all leave because they know that they all have sinned. And then Jesus says, hey, your accusers aren't here. Go and sin no more. In a moment, she went from death to life, because that is what Jesus does. He takes the death and the darkness and the sin of our life, and he brings light and life and hope to it. As the woman, I'm sure, walks away an emotional mess from death to life, probably from hopelessness and misery to joy in life, and probably a little bit of what in the world just happened. Jesus turns to the crowd. It says, Jesus spoke to the people who were probably wide-eyed. Nothing like this had ever happened. Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness, because you will have the light that leads to life. This is the story of Christmas, that Jesus is the light in the darkness. All the way at the very beginning, Jesus is the word that's speaking, let there be light. Why do we celebrate Christmas? Because it's a reminder that the God of the universe squeezed himself into a body. And he took the punishment and the pain for our sin so that we don't have to walk in darkness. We can walk in the hope and the light of life because Jesus paid the price. Just as in the beginning, let there be light. We get to decide if we are going to allow the light of God to shine in our hearts and our lives. And I pray that you know the significance of Christmas. I'm glad if you know the details of the story, but I want that story to go from something that you know about to something that you've experienced, because there's a difference between knowing about Jesus and experiencing the light of forgiveness, the light of life, and the hope that comes with it. Because I know this, that all things work together for good to those who love God and are called to his purpose. And when you hear that knocking on your heart that's Jesus, and the light bulb goes off and you know who he is, that he rescues you from the darkness of sin and a broken world and a messed up life. Man, it's unbelievable. He takes darkness and he brings light. This is why we celebrate Christmas. It's interesting to me that even Jews at this time of the year celebrate Hanukkah. It's the celebration of light. And they're celebrating a miracle that took place in the temple where a lamp that was supposed to be lit for only, that was, they only had enough oil for one day, stayed burning for eight. And they celebrate the miracle of light. And here we are celebrating the truth that Jesus brings light to the darkness. So here's my question. Are you going to let the light of Jesus shine in you and through you this Christmas season? How do I do that, Pastor? How does that happen? It begins when you open up your heart and expose the darkness of your own heart and soul and life. And you say, Jesus, shine your light into my life. And just like he did that woman caught in her darkest moment, Jesus will speak to you and say, nah, the end isn't death for you. It's life and light. I pray that this Christmas you experience the light of Jesus in your life. Here's how it begins, with a simple prayer. Just pray that with me if you're going, man, I feel like I'm in a dark place. And I'm just telling you, all darkness in this world is from sin. So let's open our heart and confess that to him. Say, dear Jesus, may your light shine in the darkness of my heart and my sin. forgive me and cleanse me. I believe that you came to take away the sin of the world and to take away my sin. And I surrender my life to you, and I choose to walk in your light. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, if you prayed that prayer, that's a new beginning. I want to help you grow in your walk with the Lord so that you can walk in the light of life that brings not just you to hope, but everybody you encounter, because they see the light of God shining through you. So click on the link in the box below. Let us know what's going on so that we can connect you with relationships and resources to help you stay in the light of Christ. Merry Christmas. See you soon. God bless.